Record indicate all the jurors are present, counsel and parties present. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. I hope you had a nice weekend. Who's going to be calling the next witness?
The plaintiff will, but the witness has just gone to the restroom, apparently.
Okay.
I'll wait to call her.
You want to call her first?
Our assistant has gone to hurry her along.
Call Deborah Flamino.
Please state your full name for the record and spell your last name.
Deborah Flamino, F-L-A-M-I-N-O.
Thank you.
Are you currently employed by Illumina?
Yes, I am.
What is your current position with Illumina?
HR manager.
Can everybody hear?
You say HR manager. You mean human resources manager?
Yes.
And when did your employment with Illumina begin?
December 16th, 1998.
You've been employed continuously from that date, ma'am?
Yes.
Now, when you were first hired, who was your immediate supervisor?
John Stulpnagel.
Was Dr. Stulpnagel the person who hired you?
Yes, he was.
You took over some human resources responsibilities from your first day of employment, right?
Yes, that's correct. It was one of my essential functions.
When did you receive the position of human resources manager?
March 2000, I believe.
I'm sorry?
March of 2000.
And after that point, after you were human resources manager, were your duties and responsibilities exclusively in the area of human resources?
No.
Primarily?
Yes, correct.
After you became human resources manager, were you the highest-ranking person in human resources in the company during the time that Dr. Zarnik was employed there?
No, John always assumed the title of VP of HR.
Let me refer to some of your deposition testimony in this case. By the way, did you have a chance to review your deposition transcript?
A little bit, yes.
You made one change to the transcript, is that right?
I don't know.
I'll represent I got a letter from Illumina's law firm, Brobeck, Flager, and Harrison, indicating you made one change on...
I know what you mean. Go ahead.
Do you recall making one change to the transcript?
Was it a misspelling?
Regardless of what it is, you do recall reviewing the transcript and making one change, right?
Yes.
Your deposition testimony at page 56, line 6. Now, after you became human resources manager at Illumina, were you the highest-ranking person in human resources at the company?
For a while, Tony was working. While Tony was employed?
Yes.
Yes.
So in the human resources department, you were the highest-ranking person, is that right?
But again, John was always my boss.
Okay. Were you the person primarily responsible for creating the employee handbook at Illumina?
Yes.
Now, Ms. Flamino, during the time that you were human resources manager and Dr. Zarnik worked at Illumina, what was the company policy with respect to discrimination?
Zero tolerance.
What do you mean, zero tolerance?
So that we did not and would not allow for any kind of discrimination.
Was that the company policy, ma'am, with respect to responding to allegations of discrimination?
Immediate and swift, you do an investigation.
Company policy was to do an investigation.
Correct.
The investigation would be immediate and swift.
Correct.
And thorough?
Hopefully.
And who was responsible for conducting investigations into allegations of discrimination at Illumina?
With regard to, I think, persons other than senior management, it would have been myself.
Let me read your question on this subject, page 56, line 20. And what was Illumina's policy with respect to responding to allegations of discrimination?
If we knew about it, it would be immediately investigated.
And who was responsible for conducting such investigations?
Myself. Yes.
You stand by that testimony?
Yes.
Miss Flamino, when did you first learn that Dr. Zarnik was contending he had been discriminated against?
Not until the papers were served to Illumina.
Papers being this lawsuit?
Correct, and that was after Tony was terminated.
So did you learn anything about allegations of discrimination on the part of Dr. Zarnik while he was still employed at Illumina?
No.
You didn't hear about it earlier from Jay Flatley.
Objection. Asked and answered.
It's cross-examination. Overruled. You may answer.
No.
Did you see any of the emails that Dr. Zarnik may have sent in the April-May 2000 timeframe that dealt with discrimination?
No.
During the time that Jay Flatley was having his weekly meetings with Dr. Zarnik, did he ever inform you that Dr. Zarnik had contended he had been discriminated against?
No.
Were you informed that Dr. Zarnik had gone to the Department of Fair Employment and Housing and filed a formal charge of discrimination with the state?
No. Did I know about that? Is that what you're asking?
Were you informed about that?
No.
Ms. Flamino, what is the company policy with respect to what a supervisor should do if he or she learns that an employee is alleging discrimination?
Objection, vague as to time. Today or then?
Then. During the time you were human resources manager and Dr. Zarnik worked at the company, what was the company policy with respect to what a supervisor should do if he or she learns that an employee is alleging discrimination?
To inform HR, and then again, HR would do an investigation.
Immediately?
Yes.
Let's take a look, please, at Exhibit 206. Exhibit 206 is a copy of a memo we've seen before, a May 4th, 2000 memo from Jay Flatley to Tony Zarnik. Ms. Flamino, were you present when this counseling memo was given to Dr. Zarnik?
I don't remember if I was present when it was handed to Tony.
Mr. Flatley's memo indicates that you were, in fact, in attendance at a meeting that day.
Right.
Do you recall a meeting where the subject matter of this memo was discussed?
Yes.
Do you have any information, ma'am, to the effect that there was anything in Dr. Zarnik's personnel file indicating any sort of negative performance in his personnel file prior to May 4th of 2000?
Objection, Foundation.
Sustained.
And you were the human resources manager as of May of 2000, correct?
Correct.
And were the personnel files kept under your general supervision?
Actually, they were kept in John Stulpnagel's office.
Did you have access to the personnel files?
Yes.
From time to time in the course of your duty, did you review personnel files?
I would audit them.
What do you mean you would audit them?
At one point, to make sure that all the paperwork was correct and proper, where you go through all the employees' files.
All right. Now, ma'am, do you have any information to the effect that there was anything in Dr. Zarnik's personnel file prior to May 4th of 2000 indicating negative performance?
I don't remember.
Now, ma'am, when Jay Flatley testified about this memo, I asked him who the two individuals were that gave him information about Dr. Zarnik's alleged historical pattern of leaving the facility. And Jay Flatley said one of the persons who gave him that information was you. Is that correct, ma'am? Did you give this information to Jay Flatley?
Yes, I'm sure on occasion I mentioned Tony's hours.
You are sure you are one of the persons who gave Jay Flatley information reflected in this counseling memo? Is that your testimony?
I know I have in the past mentioned to Jay about Tony's hours, but I do not know for sure if I am one of the two persons that Jay is citing in that memo.
Did you tell Jay Flatley that Tony Zarnik had a historical pattern of leaving the facility for extended periods?
Yes.
When John or Jay were absent?
Yes.
Let me read your deposition testimony on this subject, beginning on page 68, where I was examining you about this very same memo. By the way, the memo in the second paragraph states that Mr. Flatley had been informed by two individuals of certain things. Are you one of the two individuals who informed Mr. Flatley?
Not to my knowledge.
Well, as of May 4th, 2000, had you had any conversations with Jay Flatley regarding any performance problems on the part of Tony Zarnik?
Specifically with Jay Flatley, is that what you asked me?
I think I did.
Okay. Not to my knowledge.
As of that date, had you spoken to Mr. Flatley? Had you spoken to Mr. Flatley regarding Tony Zarnik's absences from the office?
To Jay Flatley, no.
Or what you perceive to be his lack of work effort?
Not to Jay Flatley.
Then on page 70, line 23, but your testimony still is you did not speak to Jay Flatley about this before?
No.
Before this memo, is that right?
Correct.
You didn't change that deposition testimony when you reviewed your deposition, did you, ma'am?
No.
Let's take a look at Exhibit 106, please. Exhibit 106, Miss Flamino, are these handwritten notes that you made?
Yes, that's my writing.
Are these your notes of the meeting on May 4th of 2000?
I believe so. Dates are mixed up in my head, so can you give me a second?
Sure.
I'm sorry, I'm kind of nervous because I've never done this before. I'm trying to remember if the May 4th... Could you put up the May 4th memo up again? They seem like they're two different meetings.
Exhibit 206.
Yes, this was about Tony's attendance and him taking a shot at John Stulpnagel.
This memo?
Yes.
Let's go back to Exhibit 106. Exhibit 106 are your notes from the same meeting?
I believe so, but I don't... The top part about... That's why I was confused.
I was going to ask you about that. This meeting started with respect to... Jay Flatley ended up talking to Dr. Zarnik about performance. This meeting started with Jay Flatley referencing a severance offer that David Walt had made on behalf of the company. Isn't that true?
Don't know if he referenced it as David Walt making that offer of 9-9, but there was an offer for 9-9.
9-9 being 9 months of salary and 9 months of stock vesting?
Correct, from my understanding.
Isn't the David being referenced here David Walt?
Yes.
So did Mr. Flatley then ask Tony Zarnik whether he was willing to accept the offer of 9 months salary and 9 months severance?
Correct, that's what the notes say.
And Dr. Zarnik said no.
Correct. That's what the notes say.
In fact, that's what happened at this meeting.
Yes.
So then after that happened, Jay Flatley told Tony Zarnik he was no longer reporting to David. In this case, it's David Barker.
Correct.
And that he was going to be reporting to Jay instead.
Correct.
Did Jay say why he would be reporting directly to Jay?
I don't remember.
Do you remember anything being discussed on that topic other than the fact he was no longer reporting to David Barker, instead would be reporting to Jay Flatley?
That's all I remember.
What was the discussion on May 4th about May 4th, 2000, about goals?
I believe that Jay asked Tony to look over the goals and that they'd meet and go over them in some detail.
And what goals were in place, as far as you understand, as of May 4th, 2000?
I didn't see them, so I'm assuming 30, the 30, 60, 90.
Let's take a look at an email that you sent 5 days later, on May 9th of 2000. It's Exhibit 218. Miss Flamino, at the bottom of this exhibit, do you recognize this as an email you sent to Tony Zarnik on May 9th of 2000?
Yes.
So this was 5 days after the May 4th of 2000 meeting where he got his counseling, right?
Yes.
Actually, skip to the next page first, please. You recognize this as an email you received from Dr. Zarnik on May 9th of 2000?
Yes.
And Dr. Zarnik was asking you whether there was anything unfavorable in his personnel file?
Correct.
And then go back to the response, please. You indicated in your email you did check Dr. Zarnik's file, and the only note in there is the one from Jay.
Yes.
That's the May 4th, 2000 memo we just looked at.
Correct.
In this email, you say, I know this is wrong of me to ask, and I understand your issue of having to face yourself in the mirror, but is not 12 months almost as good? I'm sorry. Is not 9 months almost as good as 12 when you do not have to fight anyone or anything? Think of the to-do you will be saving. You sent that message to Dr. Zarnik?
Yes.
You knew, ma'am, did you not, that as of early May of 2000, Jay Flatley was considering terminating Tony Zarnik's employment. Isn't that true?
I didn't know if Jay was going to terminate Tony, because it depended on his performance.
You knew as of early May of 2000, Jay Flatley was considering terminating Dr. Zarnik's employment, didn't you?
I knew that Tony had an opportunity to no longer work at Illumina because there was an offer on the table of 9-9, and he wanted 12-12.
The question is, I'll repeat my question, Isn't it true that you knew that as of early May of 2000, before Dr. Zarnik got his final goals, you knew that Jay Flatley was considering firing Tony Zarnik?
I did not know that Jay Flatley was considering firing Tony at that point.
Let me read from your deposition testimony, ma'am. Page 80, line 9. When did you first come to learn that Jay Flatley was considering terminating Tony Zarnik's employment?
Probably the beginning of May.
That's when you knew, ma'am, isn't it?
See, the difference that needs to be pointed out here is that I didn't know if he was going to terminate him or whether or not Tony was leaving the company.
Judge, may I ask the court reporter to read back the question and answer I read previous to reading the deposition testimony?
Okay.
Let me read back your deposition testimony. When did you first come to learn that Jay Flatley was considering terminating Tony Zarnik's employment?
Probably the beginning of May. I think there's a difference between terminating and firing. That's what I'm trying to get at. You can terminate someone's employment, but that's because they've terminated themselves, but it's still considered a termination.
I see. What fight did you think Tony Zarnik might be able to avoid? You referenced a fight in your email.
It's the fight that Tony told me about. He said he was going to fight it. That was the whole thing, something about facing himself in the mirror, and he was going to fight it to get 12-12.
And then you tell Dr. Zarnik, think of the to-do you will be saving yourself. Think of the to-do you would be saving yourself. You were talking about working on the goals Jay Flatley was going to be assigning him.
Not at all. It was the to-do in reference to the difference between 9-9 and 12-12.
In this next email, on top of your... This is an email you received from Dr. Zarnik on the same day, May 9th of 2000. Is that right?
Yes.
And Dr. Zarnik said he'd love to talk to you about this issue, right?
Yes.
Scroll up to the top email, please. At the top, ma'am, is this an email you sent on that same day, May 9th of 2000, to Jay Flatley and John Stulpnagel?
Yes, I did forward it on to them.
This is your writing. These are...
Yes.
This is what you wrote and sent to Jay Flatley and John Stulpnagel.
Correct.
You're questioning whether your use of the word fight was the wrong verbiage.
Yes.
You indicate that you will not go on a walk and talk with Dr. Zarnik until you hear back from them, correct?
Correct.
And the reason you didn't want to go on this walk until you heard back was you do not want to jeopardize the company in general, and John in particular?
Correct.
And the John you were concerned about possibly jeopardizing was John Stulpnagel?
Correct.
Did you ever go on that walk and talk with Tony Zarnik?
Not to my knowledge.
Miss Flamino, did you ever hear from Jay Flatley at any point in time that Dr. Zarnik had allegedly resigned his employment with Illumina?
I don't think so.
Did you ever hear from any source whatsoever that Dr. Zarnik had resigned from Illumina?
Not to my knowledge.
Did Jay Flatley ever give you the heads up that you might have to be preparing some paperwork or doing anything in order to process a so-called resignation?
Not a resignation, no.
In fact, ma'am, as a human resources manager, were you even consulted with respect to the decision to make Dr. Zarnik a research fellow?
No.
Were you even consulted with respect to the decision to lower Dr. Zarnik's stock after he was made a research fellow?
No.
Were you even consulted with respect to giving Dr. Zarnik 30, 60, and 90-day goals?
No.
Were you involved, ma'am, in any discussions regarding Dr. Zarnik's progress toward his 30, 60, and 90-day goals?
No.
Were you even consulted in your capacity as human resources manager with respect to the decision to terminate Dr. Zarnik's employment?
No.
Did you attend the termination meeting?
Yes, I did.
Who asked you to attend?
Jay Flatley.
Did he say why he wanted you there?
Yes, he wanted me there.
Did he say why?
Objection, hearsay.
Sustained.
Did you make any notes of the termination meeting?
I don't think I did.
Is there any particular reason you didn't make any notes at the termination meeting?
I don't usually make notes at a termination meeting.
You made notes of the counseling meeting on May 4th, 2000.
I was asked to.
Were you not told to make notes of discrimination?
No.
Your normal practice as human resources manager is that you do not make notes at a termination meeting.
No, we do an exit interview, though.
Now, ma'am, the reasons that Tony Zarnik was given by Jay Flatley at the termination meeting were that Dr. Zarnik was not meeting his goals. Is that right?
Correct.
You've exceeded your time, counsel.
I think I've got 2 minutes, but I can't quarrel with the judge, and I've only got 2 minutes left.
Fine.
Put up Exhibit 333, please. Miss Flamino, Jay Flatley testified that Exhibit 333 are notes that he made in anticipation of the termination meeting. Let me ask you a few questions about what was discussed or what wasn't discussed at the termination meeting. At the termination meeting, did Jay Flatley make any reference to decoding?
Not to my knowledge, no.
Did Jay Flatley make any reference to obligations under the to hold information about technology confidential?
Yes, I think he reminded him of his confidentiality agreement.
Did Jay Flatley at this termination meeting tell Dr. Zarnik that if he didn't do that, the company would pursue all its remedies?
I don't remember that.
You do remember him talking about keeping confidential information confidential?
Correct.
At the termination meeting, did Mr. Flatley make a severance offer to Dr. Zarnik?
I don't remember.
Did he offer Dr. Zarnik 3 months' salary and 3 months' stock vesting?
I don't remember.
Let me try to refresh your memory by reading from your deposition testimony.
Okay.
At page 145, line 15. Miss Flamino, at the termination meeting, did Jay Flatley offer Tony Zarnik severance?
I think he did.
One more time, skipping down to line 24. It was an offer that included both severance and stock vesting, right?
Correct.
And at page 146, line 4, what did Dr. Zarnik say with respect to Jay Flatley's offer of severance?
Disagreed.
He declined it?
Correct.
Jay Flatley did make a severance offer at the meeting, didn't he?
I would go with my deposition. I'm sorry, I'm a little nervous.
Okay. And he also, at the termination meeting, Jay Flatley also talked about the three choices that Dr. Zarnik had for removing his personal belongings, true?
Yes.
Nothing further. Thank you.
Thank you. You may examine.
Thank you.